We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Time for another classic 670 flashback.
Bobby Hall, the Chicago Blackhawks legend.
I believe that it's going to depend, Daniel, on the four H's. Havlat, Hossa, Habby Bullen, and Huey.
There's a joke in there because Habby Bullen begins with a K. So that's the joke.
Yes, sir.
It's the four H's. And Bobby Hull was a frequent guest during the Blackhawks' three Stanley Cup title runs, a newly anointed ambassador at the time. His legacy on the ice embraced and celebrated as part of the John McDonough, Rocky Wirtz, Blackhawks brand. And largely his off-ice transgressions kind of either swept aside or just sort of accepted as part of history, but it did not keep him from having a very high-profile presence on a lot of radio shows, TV shows, Blackhawks events, and right here on The Score with me and Dan McNeil. Dan McNeil, a guy who grew up as an avowed and open fan, obviously, like millions in this town and around the hockey world, who idolized the hockey player that was the Golden Jet, Bobby Hull. So here we are with a lot of different levels of thought going on about Bobby Hull for a lot of people.
Because the Hawks ended up cutting ties with him, but well after the fact of a lot of the horrendous allegations of repeated domestic violence and abuse, verbal and physical, and the crazy racist and anti-Semitic comments that were in that
Russian newspaper. Yeah, he was one of those guys who said, you know, kind of like Marge Schott, Hitler had good ideas, just went a little too far.
Yeah,
like that was kind of the gist of Bobby Hull's thoughts on Adolf Hitler.
But wow, could he shoot a puck? So
he could.
Yeah, he could.
I know it's easy for you and I think a lot of other people to dismiss, and I get it. I don't know about you. I shouldn't speak for you, but I know it's easy for a lot of people to just say, really, really bad human. Really, really terrible human. So screw everything that he ever did in a hockey sense or an athletic sense.
I mean, to be honest with you, like the words part of it don't really hurt me that badly. Maybe it's easy for me to say, but I don't think so. I'm a Jewish person who's experienced like a very little bit of anti-Semitism, but has studied the Holocaust, been to Israel. Like, I know that it matters and it hurts, but like old man saying racist things who doesn't really have any power, I don't really give that a lot of power. But like some of the allegations of like beating his wife and she's bloody and holding his bloody wife over
a balcony where she thinks she's going to get dropped over the balcony and die.
Yeah, so like, I don't know that when you're like, it's easy for some people to say, well, because they did these bad things, then that erases all of the other things that they did. It's like, well, that's a pretty bad thing.
Oh, no, without a doubt.
You know what I mean? Like that is a trump card that matters a hell of a lot more objectively than 600-something goals or whatever it was.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, but there are some devotees of hockey or devotees of a certain part of their youth that he captured, who find it easy to dismiss the personal part.
Yeah.
They'll dismiss that and say, well, whatever. Everybody's got their problems. Everybody's got their issues. This guy was incredible, and this guy meant a lot to me, and he's on. I heard all these on the Mount Rushmore. I heard he's on the Mount Rushmore of Chicago's sports icons. If he had been on a Mount Rushmore, somebody would have jumped up there and defaced it.
I mean, he's got a statue. What do you mean? Hmm. No, they wouldn't. There's a statue of him and Makita. Hmm. His number hangs in the rafters of the United Center. No, they wouldn't. Like there is the sports Mount Rushmore equivalent exists over on Madison. Hmm. Like no, they wouldn't. Like sports fans have an amazing ability, and fandom. Fan is short for fanatic. Like we overlook a lot of things, right? Separating art from artist. We do it with actors and musicians and athletes.
And some of that Michael Jackson music was some of the greatest stuff of all time.
Honestly, that's people do that all the time. And like, by the way, I don't really judge people for that. Like, I am just saying for me, myself, Danny Parkins. I am not talking about anybody else. I'm just saying for me. Mm. I didn't care about him as a hockey player because I don't really care about hockey.
That makes it easier.
And he was before my time.
That makes it easier for you to just.
And so yes. Then when I find out that he also like beat his wife, was a drunk and a racist and an anti-Semite, and those are the words of his daughter, I was like, well, so why do I care? You know, me personally, I've been affected by people dying, and I've had people that I really like and respect in like a public sphere setting
sure.
do things or say things or have things linked to them that are not good or bad or potentially criminal, and then you wrestle with whether or not you're still a fan of that person, and everyone has to like make those judgments. So I'm not like, if you grew up and Bobby Hull was your favorite hockey player ever, he was your favorite athlete ever, and then you do some mental gymnastics in your head to compartmentalize, well, he did some bad stuff, but he was a great hockey player. Like, I mean, all right, that's your decision.
I look forward
it just
to...
This one is not hard for me personally, but I know why it would be hard for you.
Well, I look forward to... I'm glad that I don't have to, and I've been glad for a while that I haven't had to do the mental gymnastics that I did. I performed those mental gymnastics for 5 years as Mac's partner, because Mac... And it's not just him... I know a lot of people and genuinely empathize with a lot of people who grew up and absolutely loved this man as an athlete and loved what he was as a hockey player and wanted to be him. Like, have you ever had a childhood idol to an incredible level who ended up being exposed as a terrible person? And what did you do when that happened? You probably, maybe you dealt with it. Maybe you wrestled with it. Maybe you didn't. But like, it's been weird today to see... You know, people loving on Bobby Hull, the player, and just kind of sports washing away Bobby Hull, the person. And can't do it, man. You cannot do it. You got to take both, and you have to accept both. That doesn't mean that you have to work both into your 280-character tweet necessarily if you don't want to, but it sure as hell is incomplete. It sure as hell doesn't come out like somebody who understands the full magnitude of a person. A lot of people are flawed. We're all flawed in whatever ways. This guy was deeply, deeply messed up and flawed and downright evil on a lot of levels. And he was also a great hockey player. So those things have to live together. And man,
So when you talk about like the media and that he had this presence, I mean, that largely
we
was,
drank wine in this studio. It was right here, like. I guess on a different floor, but Mac.
That makes it different.
No, but I mean, like he came in and we toasted, and I'm disgusted that I toasted.
It's tough in situations like this. You shouldn't be able to compartmentalize. Like it's offensive to people, I know, but this is black and white.
I'm ashamed of it. Actually, I'm ashamed.
You shouldn't be ashamed. But you're smart enough to realize it now. And you were trying
I was smart enough to realize it then. I made a choice
but
that I got to own.
You're older now.
I know.
You get it.
I got to own the choices that I made then.
It's black and white. Like, someone like Bobby Hull doesn't, I said this to you guys earlier, does not deserve to be celebrated or mourned. I know that's tough to hear, but someone who again and again made the choices that he made to beat his wives and do what he did does not deserve to be celebrated or mourned. It is what it is.
And we're not celebrating or mourning. We're discussing.
I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to these weirdos that listen to the score that text and call asking why we're not celebrating Bobby Hull today. Because he was a piece of crap, a condescending piece of crap.
That's inside.
No, I mean, it's just
it was on the air.
I guess it was outside.
Yeah. You know, yeah, it's, I guess for me, again, personally, like, it's pretty easy to say the exact same thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the best example I can give? Like, I mean, honestly, I mean, Derrick Rose.
We talked about Kanye earlier.
Yeah, like Kanye saying some obviously crazy, horrible, offensive things.
He's clearly mentally
ill. College dropout. Yeah. Hell of an album.
Oh, yeah. I heard it today. Right. I heard, I think it was Brandon Fryer play play Through the Wire as they talked about the punt that hit the wire yesterday in the game. I was like, yes, you go. I hear you, Brandon.
And if you didn't hear that, listen to 104.3 Jams, our throwback station. They play it 10 times an hour.
Okay, well, it was a great choice this morning on the morning show. But Kanye never committed violence directly to other people, to the to wives, as far as we know.
Yeah.
So I was you could say that Bobby is worse.
Yeah, and again, everybody has their line of like what they are and are not willing to accept and celebrate and art and can you still feel okay listening to Thriller and you know like everyone's got their line and I'm not really judging that for anyone else.
I guess
to me this one I'm like more with Shane though, but it's easy for us to say if you didn't care about him as a hockey player to certainly not really care that. The guy who was a racist, anti-Semitic, drunk wife beater died.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm embarrassed for the level of acceptance and involvement that I allowed and was a part of, frankly, for those cup years when I knew better. And I'll tell you why I knew better, because I was a producer for a Score afternoon show in the 90s, Brian Hanley and Mike Greenberg. Yes, that greenie, Mike Greenberg, the two of them were hosting a radio show, and this news had broken from Russia. It was in the 90s, right? Because we booked, I found a way to book the Russian journalist who had gotten these quotes from Bobby Hull, and that was on the Score Sports Radio. I think it was 820 at the time, unless it was 1160.
Yeah.
And Greeny and Hanley had a great, very journalistic conversation with that man. So like, I knew the story. I knew that stuff well when I still raised a glass of wine in this studio with Bobby, and I didn't feel good about it, and I don't feel good about it now. But such is life.
You just didn't speak up because of Mac's power on the show.
The Danny Mac show, Mac and Spiegs. Mac loved him. Mac got to know him personally at different times, and I'm not besmirching Mac for that, whatever. But like Mac and his friends, some of the fantasy football guys that you're in the league with now.
Yeah.
You know? Got to know him and whatever. So that was and I didn't want to disrespect my partner and, and the radio show and everything. I didn't want to disrespect that and also kill the vibe. But there's a self-serving element to that I'm not proud of, frankly.
A texter said, "I'm sure his family would feel different." This was from an old ESPN profile. His daughter, Hull's daughter, Michelle, told viewers, he's quoting from a television interview, "A lot of bad memories stem from how my dad acted when he was drinking. When he had been drinking, you just know that you didn't want to be around here," end quote. Michelle became a lawyer defending victims of domestic abuse like her mother. Hull's daughter, Michelle, speaking in an ESPN profile that revealed even more instances of Hull's abusive and racist behavior, would say, quote, "The first thing I thought upon hearing that Hitler comment was, that's exactly like him."
Mm.
So, family knew what it was too.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
God, that's brutal.
Yeah, I mean, guy beat his mom, her mom. You know, like it. So
yeah,
it's
texters are saying R. Kelly as a comp.
Yeah, it's another. Yeah,
I mean, yeah,
that one, the R. Kelly one for me personally. Why that one would be like, I don't think I really could ever understand someone rationalizing that away is because the criminal behavior came into the art. He didn't seem to really separate the art from the artist.
Oh, no, he did not.
So you know what I mean?
Like age ain't nothing but a number.
Right. So that like...
It's the Aaliyah record.
Bobby Hull was a great hockey player and a bad dude. But they were at least separate in that way. When you were watching him play hockey, you weren't seeing him be a bad dude. It'd be kind of crazy to think about R. Kelly, who didn't at all separate his art from his criminality and be able to dismiss it.
This texter says, "I agree with you guys on Hull. As an old man who saw the Hawks win the cup in '61 when I was 12, Nothing he did on skates could offset the dismal human he was. That's Bob in Arlington Heights. Bob, I empathize with you. I empathize with you and folks who grew up and saw him and loved it and felt it and then had to put it all together. And that's life. That's maturity. It's growth to like have to deal with those things and resonate them both together. And they cannot and should never be separated. Fun.
Fun.
How'd we do? Was that as fun as...
Wait, what an hour. I mean, in the last 60 minutes, the Bears told Pat Mahomes that they were going to draft him, and you drank wine with Bobby Hull.
Well, that it's stuff didn't fun. Happen in the last 60
this
minutes.
This is not fun.
Thank you, man.
We heard about it
We heard about it. Yeah, no, he didn't drink... Yeah, no.
That would be special if Spiegs drank wine with Bobby Hull in the last 60 minutes.
That'd be a better producing get than Pat Mahomes Sr., frankly. It'd be really tough to get him.
Because, I don't know. Shane's good. He's really good.
Yeah, no, it's true.
I wonder what Bobby would think of Shane's Pat Mahomes impression.
It's a shame we didn't get to ask
him. Try to beat it.
Over a glass of wine. God. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.